Romans chapter 3. What advantage then does the Jew have over the Gentile? Or is there any value in being circumcised? Much indeed. In the first place, God gave his message to the Jews. But what if some of them were unfaithful? Does this mean that God will also be unfaithful? Certainly not. God shall be true, and every man a liar. So then, what he's saying then is the fact that God's people, in this case the Jews, have not been faithful, have not been right in the way that they've acted, does not mean that God himself is like them, because his representatives are wrong. And so often people can't seem to separate church from God. They say, well, I'm not going to believe in God because look at how Christians behave. Look at the church. The church did this, did that. Well, yeah, sure. The church has done bad things because people in churches are still sinners. But that does not mean that God is not real. It doesn't mean that Jesus isn't real because Christians behave badly. And so it is here with the Jews, that because they are not faithful, it doesn't mean that God isn't faithful. Paul goes on, as the scripture says, you will be shown to be right. You will be justified when you speak. You will win your court case when you are tried. So it's as if man puts God, as it were, in the dock. Man puts God, as it were, in court. Whenever man thinks that God isn't right or God isn't just, then God, of course, is going to win. Paul goes on, but what if our unrighteousness, in fact, demonstrates more clearly the righteousness of God? Can we truly say that God is unrighteous when he judges us? Because that is surely the question that has to be asked. By no means. Because if God is unjust, then how then could he judge the world in righteousness? But if my untruth, my lie, serves God's glory by making his truth stand out the more, why should I then be condemned as a sinner? Why not say then, let us do evil so that good may come? Some indeed have insulted me by claiming that this is in fact what I'm saying when I'm not, and they will be condemned as they should be. Now, that may just be Paul's comment, but all the same, what he says was inspired, and so if you slander people when they are in fact good and you slander them as evil, well, he seems to be saying they will be condemned as they should be. So don't ever slander people and don't say that good people are evil. Well then, are we Jews any better than the Gentiles? Not at all. I have already demonstrated that both Jews and Gentiles are all under the power of sin. As the scripture says, there is none righteous, not one. There is none who is wise, none who truly worships God. All have turned away from God. They have all done wrong. Nobody does that which is right, not even one. Their words are full of deadly deceit. Lies roll off their wicked tongues like snakes' poison from their lips. Their speech is filled with curses and bitterness. They run quickly to hurt and to kill. They leave ruin and destruction wherever they go. They've not known the way of peace, nor have they learnt true respect for God. Well, he quotes all those verses, and there's several Old Testament verses there, and applies them to all of us. And we may say, oh, well, I'm not quite like that. But you see, this is the point. As soon as you say, oh, I'm not like that, I haven't got a tongue like that, I don't think like that, my words aren't full of deadly deceit, and I don't tell lies, wicked lies don't roll off my tongue, well, you're a liar. Because we are all sinners. And this is what's so hard to accept about this part of Romans, that he quotes these verses, which are about sort of big-time sinners, and says, we are all alike under the power of sin, every Jew, every Gentile. And it's only by realizing that, that you'll be humble. And it's that humility that God really seeks. Because as soon as we're saying, oh, no, 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 I'm a good guy, that doesn't apply to me, well, you are up yourself, you are arrogant. And this is not at all what God wants from people. He wants us to realize that we are sinners. And the whole gospel message depends upon that. So Paul goes on, now we know that everything in the law applies to those who are under the law, so that there shall be no excuses by man, and so that the whole world shall come under God's judgment. For no one is justified in God's sight by obeying the law. What the law does is to make man know his sinfulness. That is, if we allow God's word to function on our conscience. But now, God's way of justifying and reconciling people has been revealed. It's nothing to do with the law, even though the law and the prophets witness to it. God justifies people through their faith in Jesus Christ. God will do this to all who believe in Christ, because there is no difference at all. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But by the free gift of God's grace, all are now justified who are in Christ, and he shall set them free. God offered Jesus so that through his sacrifice, he should become the way through which people's sins are forgiven through their faith in him. God did this in order to demonstrate that he is righteous. In the past, he was patient and overlooked the sins of people, but now he deals with their sins in order to demonstrate his righteousness. In this way, God shows that he himself is righteous and that he will justify all who believe in Jesus. About what then can we boast? Nothing at all, because we are all sinners. With those terrible verses we read, it's really challenging to believe what he says, that it's true of all of us. And why have we got nothing to boast about? You know, people are full of pride, aren't they? Pride in their career, pride in how good they are, pride in their kids, pride in their family, pride that they look like this. And Paul says, God says, what have you got to boast about? Nothing. Because you're a sinner. You should feel so bad about that on one side that you have nothing to be proud about. But we have been justified. We are not like that now in God's eyes, and so fully we're going to be taken up with glorifying him for what he has done. What then is the reason for this? Is it that we obey the law? No, but that we believe. For we conclude that a person is put right with God alone and only through faith, and not by doing what the law commands. For is God the God of the Jews only? Is he not also the God of the Gentiles? Of course he is. There is one God, and he will put the Jews right with himself through their faith, and likewise he will put the Gentiles right through their faith. Does this mean that by this faith we do away with the law? Not at all. In fact, we establish the law. So it's all getting very positive now. After telling us that we really are sinners, then he can rejoice that we are right with God because we believe in Jesus. But that's why faith in Jesus and in God is absolutely critical. Without it, we are nothing. We have nothing to boast about. We are nothing. Because the only thing that matters is that we are right with God through Jesus. And that is the true joy. And we can boast and be proud, as it were, in him.